I will see you there.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark will be joining us, I think, late this show. I don't remember what his reason was for not being able to be here, but he's not here. So, 800-259-9231. You know, we're a few days late on this story, but it's not really one of those time-sensitive stories. It's based on a real-life event, which happened recently, but I think it's something that is kind of interesting. New York, Associated Press reporting that Matt Murphy could become $500,000 richer if he sells Barry Bonds' record-breaking home run ball.
Someone's willing to pay $500,000 for that?
Those are the estimates. Nobody's actually put it up for auction, so you'd know when. I mean, that's just what the experts are saying.
All right.
The college student, however, might just want to hang on to it, even if he is hit with a whopping tax bill. He says part of him wants to keep it. It's the greatest American sports accomplishment in history. According to him, part of me might want to sell it, but I'm really leaning towards keeping it. It's just too valuable, too sentimental. Selling the ball for that amount would instantly put Murphy in the highest tax bracket for individual income, where he would face a tax rate of about 35%, or approximately $210,000 on a $600,000 ball. Even if he doesn't sell the ball, Murphy would still owe the taxes based on a reasonable estimate of its value.
Really? So they expect him to pay these taxes whether he keeps the ball just for his own sake, just
in
the cupboard,
amazing?
Or not? That's completely insane.
Yes, it is completely insane. And it's just amazing that the American people believe what these criminals are saying to them. And when I say these criminals, I mean the IRS. This random group of strangers that sends you mail every year demanding that you fill out their paperwork or else, and then that, you know, demanding cash from you.
Right.
This totally doesn't make sense at all, because if you caught this ball and you decided that you hated Barry Bonds, and the reason why you caught the ball was so that you could just show the world your hatred for Barry Bonds, and then you made a, you know, showing of, I don't know, incinerating the ball in a campfire or something like that.
You still owe the money?
Yeah. What do you do then? What would the IRS say to that?
I don't know. I mean, unless this guy's a really rich, wealthy already, he can't keep the ball. He's essentially forced not to unless he has
a college kid.
Unless he has a couple extra $100,000 laying around to.
I didn't have that when I was in college.
Government.
I don't think you do either necessarily.
Absolutely not.
Right. I mean, it's just nutso. I mean, who could possibly support this? 800-259-9231 if you are that person. I think there might be a handful of them out there and they all work for the IRS. On the other hand, he said, if the ongoing federal investigation into steroid abuse among professional athletes takes a criminal turn for Bonds, the ball's value could go down, which would likely allow Murphy to claim a loss. Murphy said he and his friend nearly missed his historic at-bat because they were getting crab sandwiches at the park at the time. They attended the game because they had a layover in San Francisco on the way to Australia. Wow, what a chance occasion for them. Blah, 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 who's the brother of whoever. Murphy and Kamal bought Giants tickets three weeks before the game, and then they tell us the story about how they attended the game, which, who cares?
This just goes to show you that the IRS will get you any way they can. It doesn't matter. If there's a way that they can go after you, they will. They're taxing your property that isn't, I mean, who's to say it's really worth this much money? I'd be amazed to see someone pay for that. But you know what? People pay a lot of money for these sports memorabilia stuff. So
I can
believe that it's definitely could be worth that much money. But what if it's not? What if, say, he pays the taxes on it, 5 years down the road, he goes to sell it, and he gets $100,000 on it?
Sure, a fraction of the value.
He paid $200,000 on it, and he doesn't even recoup his money from the taxes he could pay on it.
Well, you asked who's to say, Toby, and it's clear that who's to say is the IRS.
Right.
In fact, you got to wonder, what is their method for determining the value? Do they get three independent bids from collectible people across the country and then pick the highest one, pick the middle one? I mean, how does that work exactly?
It seems pretty arbitrary to me.
Totally arbitrary. You know, I guess apparently what you should do in the event that you are the person, the lucky individual who catches a ball in this sort of a situation or whatever else, random chance occurrence that you come across something valuable and that people see you doing obviously he was on television when he got the ball. Maybe you should give a fake name.
Yeah, sounds like the right thing to do.
My name is John Smith, and I'm so happy I caught this ball. Okay, see you, everybody. You know, don't give any more interviews. Refuse any interviews. Don't give anybody your phone number. Get the hell out of the park.
See, I would think that you'd want to do that anyways, just to get rid of the publicity of some people would think that you're some kind of a poor sport if you sell the ball and get the money if you were a Bonds fan. And then other people would think that you should sell the ball because Bonds isn't there. So I can see the giving a fake name for that reason. I never would have thought that you had to give it to stay away from the IRS. So that never would have crossed my mind. Like, I could have seen giving a fake name before just to get out of the media in that way. But for the IRS, the real reason you should give your name wouldn't have crossed my mind in the first place.
Well, now I'm actually rethinking what I said, and I'm concerned because how do you verify? I mean, I'm not a sports nut, so if you can answer this question, 800-259-9231, maybe one of the benefits to giving your real identity at that point is so that you can actually verify to potential buyers
that
is indeed the ball, because how else do you know? I mean, these balls aren't individually numbered, are they? I mean, they don't track. I mean, when a pitcher pulls a ball to pitch, he doesn't know that's going to be the home run ball. So, you know, how would you be able to prove that this is indeed the Barry Bonds ball?
It's one of the reasons I don't understand how a ball can be worth $500,000. Because to me, it's like, who's to say he didn't just go home, switch the ball, and now he's selling another ball?
Yeah, great point. I mean, unless you had some sort of maybe there's a process, you know, maybe there's some sort of official guy at the park, like an umpire or somebody like that, that will come by and, you know, you can get him to stamp the ball with some sort of official seal, you know, Major League Baseball seal of approval that this was indeed the Barry Bonds ball certified here in the park on this date. But, you know, it seems like that's a stretch. I'm making that up as though that would be a way to do it. Do they actually do that? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't really watch sports, so I couldn't tell you much about it.
You're a big guy. You used to play sports. You're not into watching them?
I don't have TV, so I don't really like to watch. I don't go out to sports.
You're like me, because I've been in your apartment. You've got a TV, but it's not it's not hooked up to cable.
It's for the DVD player.
That's how mine used to be, and I like it that way.
Oh, me too. I used to have TV, and I just wasted so much time in front of it, and the first month of getting off it was a little bit hard, the withdrawal first month, but ever since I've been off it, it's real good. Of course, when I go to someone else's house, I have to sit down, and if they have TV, I sit down, take the remote, and I'm hooked again. But
yeah, it's like that, isn't it? Now, I don't pick up the remote. I try not to pick up the remote, but either way, whenever I am around a television, it sort of has this draw to it.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to watch it. I don't care if it's commercials. I'll sit there and I will watch the commercials and appreciate them for the wonderful artistry and craft that the people that make them put into them. Because some of the commercials on TV are very, very creative. They're very well done. A nice budget, well shot as far as the cinematography is concerned. And I'll sit there and just soak it all in. And it's not good. How did you make the decision to pull away from television?
Well, it was actually convenient. One of my roommates in college, he was in charge of paying the cable bill. And instead of paying the cable bill, he took the money and spent it on other things, so the cable company cut us off.
Oh, sweet.
So
you didn't really have anything to do with it then?
No, but then once I moved into my next apartment after that, and then my next apartment after that, I was like, hey, I've lived without cable, I can do it. And it's made my life much better, I think.
Cable's not cheap either, right? I mean, was it like $50, $70 a month?
If you're getting above basic cable, yeah, it gets up there.
So that adds up. I mean, you're dealing with, at $50 a month, you're dealing with over $500, that's $600 a year.
So money that can go towards other things, and not to mention
absolutely
the time. I mean, just even today, when I go to people's houses and I sit down and I watch some TV, it's no time. A couple hours has gone by, the day's over, and I didn't get much done except sit in front of a TV.
And nothing can be worse as far as quality time with friends. It's. I mean, I don't know if there's any worse way to spend time with friends than sitting around watching television.
Oh, yeah, talking about a whole lot.
Right, because there isn't a lot of talking that goes on when the TV's on. From time to time, you can discuss the, you know, whatever's going on the set. But usually it's just people watching TV and being silent.
Pretty much. Very antisocial.
Yeah. How is that creating relationships? How is that improving your life? It's just spending time. And That's not good. 800-259-9231. So if you want to comment on the baseball thing or tell us how you kicked the TV habit, or if you want to tell us about your current TV habit, you're welcome to do that or bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site, for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them for free. That's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. 800-259-9231 to the AMP line and Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Puke.
Good evening, guys.
Hey there.
You were talking about this crazy baseball thing, and you were asking how much would somebody pay for a baseball.
Right.
Well, if you recall, several years ago, Mark McGwire, there was a big thing with him hitting 70 home runs or something in the season.
Okay.
And the comic book artist and toy creator Todd McFarlane paid $2.7 million for that baseball.
Holy
so,
wow.
There you go.
That is amazing. Now, do you know anything about this? You know, how do you prove what baseball it is? Do you have to give your real name when they when you catch it, or what's the system there?
I have no idea how that works. I assume it's just, you know, and there's cameras everywhere, and it shows the guy catching the ball, and he shows up later, I suppose. You know, I don't know. I'm not a sports fan. I just happen to know that this guy paid $2.7 million for a baseball.
That's incredible. So do you think that this this ball might be worth more than that?
I have no idea. I mean, it could be. The reason he paid 2.7 is because it was kind of a bidding war and an auction.
Sure.
Like some auction house. So, I mean, there's no real way to tell, and I'm sure that the IRS has no flipping idea how much it's really worth. They're probably just pulling numbers out of their butts so they can charge this guy money.
Right. They just want some cash. Thanks for the call, Pete. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, and I don't think he should pay it.
Oh, I absolutely don't either. I don't think he's going to be able to unless he sells the baseball. And
right.
If he does, I support him, his right not to pay.
Right. Wouldn't that be crazy? I mean, he catches this baseball that's very, very valuable, decides to hold on to it for whatever sentimental purposes.
Right.
Let's say he never wants to sell it. Then he's just got a baseball. It's not, you know, maybe it is valued at $500,000, but it's sitting on his mantelpiece, not doing anything for him.
Meanwhile, the IRS is towing his car because he can't pay taxes
right.
on it.
Then he's going to go to a jail cell because he loves this baseball so much, and he's a college kid who doesn't happen to have $200,000 in the bank.
Right.
He can just whip out and cut a check to the IRS, too. I mean, it's just utter insanity how far we've gone in this country. In fact, I was talking briefly with Jim Babka today from DownsizedDC.org. It's been a while since we've had him on the show. Should be coming on hopefully sometime this week to get us the latest on what they're doing there. But, I mean, I think Jim's getting kind of fed up with all this BS. And, you know, he's getting ready with, a new campaign called the I'm Not Afraid campaign, which I'm pretty excited to talk about. And he was pointing out in one of his recent emails how that, you know, the burden of taxation that we have today would have been so completely unacceptable to the founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, they were protesting and rebelling over a few percentages in taxation.
The Tea Party, the Boston Tea Party, wasn't that like a 1%
something
tax
like
on
that.
Tea or something?
Yeah. I mean, it's just nuts. And if anybody can, also they were protesting the fact they were being taxed without representation.
Oh,
so
but we have representation, so it's okay.
It's absurd.
Right.
We don't have representation. We've got just a bunch of criminals wearing suits in Washington, D.C. Let's go to Chris in Indianapolis, listening on the Internet. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. I was calling to talk about the not watching TV.
Yes.
I haven't had television in, I think, close to, like, more than a year. It's been, like, I don't know, a little while. But
And what have you noticed?
I don't know. I noticed, like, I'll go to my friends and, like, watch all the races and games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I kind of think I'm watching TV. Like, all my buddies, they play video games. And, like, I mean, that's watching TV. You know, you're sitting there and you're watching them play. And
it's
just like if you're watching TV, so.
Well, I mean, I still consume television programming content. I just do it online and through DVD. But it's not near as much as I used to when I did have television.
Yeah, and for me, it's not having it right there. Because if it's right there, there's going
to
be times when I'm going to have it. If I'm tired at night, I can't sleep, I'm going to go flip on the tube. But if it's not there, I just won't watch it.
I think it's like the programming and stuff like that. People have certain shows they really like. And
yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with entertaining yourself. I'm not saying that you're a bad person for having a television. I'm just suggesting that in the absence of having cable or satellite that you can just, as Toby's saying, just sit down and flip on and flip through the channels just to suck away your time, you'll find yourself with more time. And if you want to fill that time by going out for a jog or sitting down and playing video games, it's certainly up to you. I just think that those who are without television, they've got a lot more time on their hands that they can be a little more choosy with what they do.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Chris, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, there's if you don't have the TV, then you aren't up at 2 in the morning. You aren't watching the infomercial about whatever the hell they are about these days. I don't know. You know, buy it now. Three easy payments of $19.99. You know, that sort of crap. That's definitely the kind of programming you don't need to be watching.
Well, I actually have bought one of those things.
What'd you buy?
In the middle of the night. I bought some kitchen knives once that I really shouldn't have bought, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, that ad really enticed
me. What did it cost, like $20?
Oh, there were like three easy payments of only $13.99 mm-hmm. for all these knives, but the extra ones. It said solace, but wait, there's more.
There's always something else. Yeah.
So it's great. I don't want to down TV too much because I do TV, so I do want
sure.
people to still consume the cable because you can't get...
You're on television.
Right.
FreeMindsTV.com is his website. He produces his own television program on a once-a-week basis here in Keene, which I think is excellent, and your following on the Internet continues to grow, which is great.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I don't want to down TV too much, but moderation in everything.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Moderation in everything. I've got a story that definitely ties into that. Americans have a bit of a issue, apparently some of them, with their coffee drinking.
Oh, yes. I saw the story.
The story of the overdose girl?
Yes.
Yeah. This was amazing. From the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom, a teenage waitress overdosed on caffeine after drinking 14 shots of espresso. Jasmine Willis, who's 17, could hardly breathe and was taken to a hospital with a high temperature and heart palpitations. She had drunk almost three times the recommended daily amount of caffeine in just 4 hours. Ms. Willis, who is a student, was working part-time out in her father Gary's recently opened sandwich bar. She began her coffee binge Wednesday after getting only 5 hours sleep the previous night. She said, "I decided to have a double espresso to perk me up. It did the trick, so I had one after another, and they seemed to be working. I felt great, as if I could take on the world." By noon, she was feeling unwell and crying and laughing uncontrollably in front of bewildered customers. Miss Willis said, "My nerves were jangling, tears were streaming down my face. People kept asking me if I was all right." Her father sent her home, but by the following morning, she couldn't feel her lips and was struggling to breathe. She spent several hours under observation at the University Hospital of North Durham, where the caffeine overdose was diagnosed. She said, "I was drenched and burning up and hyperventilating, having heart palpitations. It was beating so fast, I think I was going into shock." So, again, here's the lesson. All things in moderation, right?
We need a law against caffeine.
Don't overdo it. And I'm surprised there's nobody in this article who's calling for that. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the Sacro Wedgie. was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. It was a dark and stormy night as the headlights scattered across the two-lane road. Sounds like a horror story, but it doesn't have to be. When I come back, I'll have some bright ideas for a happy ending.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindAShop.com. BG.
You're seated comfortably and waiting for the show to start. Will it be a tale from the crypt or a love story? I'm not talking about a movie. I'm referring to your nighttime driving experience. Because 90% of driver reaction depends on vision, the projection of your headlights can make the ending a happy or tragic one. To check headlight alignment, wait until dark and shine them from 25 feet onto a closed white garage door or a similar surface. You can easily compare brightness and aim and correct if either is off. Now, go enjoy the Twilight Zone. Popcorn! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Somebody emailed me recently about a missing link on the wiki, or somebody who had put up one of the old archives had accidentally put the wrong link to it and said, well, this was the wrong link. And I said, sorry, there's 1,400 pages on that wiki. I can't give you any tech support for what's gone wrong. In fact, if you see something that's wrong, then you could just change it.
That's the beauty of it.
You go and you click the edit button, and as long as it's not the very front page of the site, that's the only part that's restricted for obvious vandalism reasons. But if something's wrong, just go and change it. You don't need my permission or my help with that.
And add more.
Exactly. So get on it. It's free. wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI as we go to the phones and to the fun. Daniel in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm a big Ron Paul supporter, and I've been following him really closely, because I'm one of the few that know that he's one of the last hopes of America. But anyways, I was watching the straw poll online, the Iowa straw poll recently, and I was kind of thrown back because if you watch the very beginning when he's getting Ron Paul's getting all that applause, you can actually see him throw up the New World Order sign.
Oh, come on now.
I am not kidding. I looked at it, stopped it to make sure that I...
What is the New World Order sign? Are you talking about the hook of
horns?
The one
with the pinkies up in the air and the first fingers up in the air with the two middle fingers down.
Do you understand that that is also the sign of the football team and also the sign for heavy metal rockers? I mean, you understand that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Right.
Well,
see,
I've been throwing up that sign a lot. I didn't even know it was the New World Order sign.
I mean, it's, you know, the conspiracy crowd, they've got all kinds of things that they, oh, no, he's got a hook of horns. He's showing the devil sign. He's evil. He's satanic. I mean, you've got to be kidding me, right?
No. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, like I said, I am a Ron Paul supporter, and I believe in everything he says. I mean, I've seen that, and, you know, I watched, the first time I actually seen that sign was on one of Alex Jones's documentaries. I think it was...
Right. Now, look, Alex Jones may be a really nice guy. I don't know. I don't know him in person. I've seen his documentaries, too, and I don't know if you can even call them documentaries, because there's a lot of... there's a lot of conspiracy theory in there, as well as some documentation. But, you know, to suggest that, well, Alex Jones' videos are the source of all things that are correct and valid is just not the case. I mean, he's speculating just as much as anybody else is. And
yeah, but I also believe that he's telling a lot more truth than most people are.
Well, you know, if you want to follow your suspicions here, we could really go down the rabbit hole if you want to. I mean, you could suggest that, well, because Ron Paul gave the New World Order sign, then he must be part of the New World Order, which of course would make sense in that he has been in office for 9 terms, because mm-hmm. the New World Order certainly wouldn't let somebody into Washington, D.C. without having vetted them first.
I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm only merely pointing out that I've seen that. That's it.
Right. So, I mean, so if you're just pointing it out, there's a reason for you pointing it out, and that is to...
I've seen it. That's the reason. Period. Right. It's not because I think he's part of the New World Order. It's simply because I've seen it.
But what if it turned out he was?
I doubt that.
Well, why? I mean, he's been in Washington for 9 terms.
Well, because you're looking at it, look at his record. You know, you look at his record, he never voted for any
Maybe
kind of...
that's because he's just been setting everybody up to win the 2008 election so he can go in there and completely vote in favor of tyranny. Maybe that's what's happening,
and you,
huh?
And you say you don't believe in
it's
Alex
a grand
Jones
New World Order plot. I'm just going
you
out.
You can go as far as you want to
go. I'm just going down the rabbit hole with you, man. I mean, it's just craziness, if you ask me. I think Ron Paul is a pretty stand-up guy. I've never met him personally, but yes, I agree with you that his voting record is stellar, and I don't believe what I was just telling you. I was just making it up, because anybody can make up conspiracy theories.
I hear you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, David. 800-259-9231. I mean, does that mean that everyone who's ever been in a heavy metal band or a rock concert is also a member of the New World Order?
They just didn't know it. See, if they had known.
And then there's, I don't remember what the football team is, but there's some sort of Texas college football team that mm-hmm. has that symbol. And
they're all a part of it. Ron Paul's from Texas.
Ron Paul is from Texas, and George Bush, who has also been photographed giving that symbol, is also from Texas. So
see, this is how conspiracy theories are made. It's just one chain of events after another chain of events. It's all speculation, and you can believe as much as you want to believe. You can go down that rabbit hole as much as you are willing to go down. Everybody has their limits. Mine are just a little... Before at most, like some of the conspiracy theories, I stop before we go down that far.
Yeah, the conspiracy people, they really do. You're right. They do have, each of them has their own specific limit, but many of them just keep going. They'll just take anything and run with it. Like there are the people that say that the architecture in Washington, D.C. is influenced by the Illuminati, and there are secret mm-hmm. evil, satanic, designs in the designs of the ways the buildings are set up. And if you look closely, you'll see a swastika and, you know, all kinds of just, you know, outlandish claims. Yeah. And so what? Right? I mean, maybe the Illuminati did build Washington, D.C. Does that have any bearing on what goes on today? I mean, I don't know, and I don't care. You see, I don't care if it's true that they're all linked in with some big black cloak conspiracy, meeting in dark secret rooms, smoke-filled rooms in the backs of, you know, their offices. it doesn't matter to me, because I know what's happening is that the government's getting bigger and more intrusive. I don't care if the reason is that they're all members of a secret club that meets out in the forest in Bohemian Grove, California, and sacrifices babies to the evil god Moloch. I don't care what the reason for it is. I don't care what the backstory is, because you can get mired down in all that garbage. What matters to me is what's happening, what I can tangibly look and see in the news,
yep.
That you've got the Patriot Act, that you've got all kinds of, you know, the Military Commissions Act, all of these things that are empowering the government to destroy more liberties, and you've got the American people that has essentially been brainwashed by the government education system to think this is just all A-OK. You had that guy call your show on Friday, which was just amazing.
Yeah.
Cowboy was his name.
Yeah, he wanted to put cameras in people's houses. Yeah, so
right.
He'd have no problem putting a camera in his house. What's he have to hide?
Right, he didn't have any, no big deal, government could watch me do anything, it didn't matter to him. And so it's that sort of mentality that we need to be working against. We need to be communicating with everyday average Americans and converting them via logic and persuasive points to come on board with the Liberty Movement. And persuading people to join the Liberty Movement doesn't involve at all conspiracy theory.
Right.
You don't have to bring out the theories.
You're just going to scare most people away and they're going to blow you off and everything else you have to say. I mean, there's so many horrible things that are going on in America that this government is proud of and
mm-hmm.
holds up for everybody to see that they're proud of it. Why not point out some of those arguments?
Right. Then you don't have to bicker.
Conspiracy theories.
Because
exactly.
Then you don't have to bicker over whether or not what you're saying is true.
Right.
If you're talking about things that are accepted by everyone as being true.
If the Illuminati was out in the open, seemingly no one would care about it.
Well,
but it's because it's secretive, we have right. all these conspiracy theories about it.
They supposedly have videos of the people worshiping this owl god in
yeah.
the middle of the forest in California. I mean, I've seen the video footage, and
mm-hmm.
it's pretty interesting, but so?
Seems like a nice vacation spot to me.
Yeah, I mean, who cares if they're... I mean, it doesn't matter to me what these crackpots' religious beliefs are, the people in Washington, D.C., I don't care if they want to go and sacrifice things in front of some god, and they're not sacrificing babies, they're sacrificing, I don't know, some sort of icon,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not even a real thing. So if you want to go and be, you know, have a crackpot religion, that's your business. And I think all religions are crackpots. So to suggest that because they're in the middle of a forest with some statue isn't any more crazy than people that get into a church and read, you know, sing hymns out of an old book. I mean, to me, it's all the same.
Right.
800-259-9231. The point being that liberty is the message that is persuasive. Liberty, talking about liberty and talking about how people will benefit from liberty is how you get people on board, not conspiracy theory. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, as of today, there have been a few minor changes that I've made to the Amazon link. Because we've had emails coming in within the last month or so from our international listeners. In fact, they've been bothering me about it, and I don't mean bothering, they're poking and prodding me about it to do something on this issue for several months. And I finally got around to doing the first one, and I made it so UK listeners could also use their local Amazon, and then Canadian listeners could also use their local Amazon, and now German listeners can now use their local Amazon. I actually had to go through and use a translator in order to sign up for the affiliates program. But I got it to work. And so now we offer Amazon coverage in four countries. So we got the U.S., the U.K., Canada, and Germany. And so because it was just getting too burdensome, like I had AmazonUS.FreeTalkLive.com, AmazonUK.FreeTalkLive.com. You can't get on the air and promote all
right.
that. So now if you go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, it takes you to a page on our website where you'll see four flags, and then you click on the flag for your country, and it'll take you to the appropriate site. So
pretty simple still.
Yeah. And all of the direct links are still available, so if you just want to go straight to your country site, you can just put in the two-letter country code after Amazon.FreeTalk, AmazonUK.FreeTalkLive.com will get you right there. Either way, if you go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and enter through those links, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's a great way to get the things that you need for life at a great price already, and free Super Saver shipping on many of the items that they sell. So get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Stefan in Oklahoma. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
How's it going?
Hey, man, I just want to talk about these conspiracy theories that
yes,
you were talking
sir.
About earlier. So, you know, I don't subscribe to all this crazy stuff that they come up with, but a lot of times they do ask some interesting questions, like supposedly some of these hijackers are still alive from 9/11 and
Yeah, I saw that story, and then I saw the rebuttal to it, which the rebuttal claims that all they did was they found guys with the same names.
Okay. See, I didn't
read
that story.
It's like saying that Pedro Gonzalez is the only Pedro Gonzalez in the world, when, of course, that's obviously not the case.
Right.
So,
you know, I guess my point is, you know, they'll make these claims, but I think it's still worth checking out. You know what I mean? But just as long as you keep yourself, as long as you, you know, have some sort of reserve and you know, and understand that it's probably not true. And
right. And what I find that I do, I find them interesting still, and maybe if I have some extra time or something, I'll look into one. But it will be for entertainment value. For,
absolutely.
For my own. Right. I don't, I'm not going to go there and find information that I'm going to go and spew out to other people to try to get them to like liberty and freedom, because it just doesn't work out that way very well.
There are
I was going to say about Alex Jones's documentaries, I guess, with quotation marks, is that they are good for entertainment. You know, they do have entertainment value.
Oh, I agree 100%. I will. I'll make a point of watching the new whatever. Whenever Alex Jones comes out with a new documentary, I'll watch it because he is a talented guy. I mean, he is entertaining as hell. I mean, it's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I love that style of journalism where it's sort of that Michael Moore in your face style. I can't stand Michael Moore personally.
That's shocking.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, I love it when Alex Jones gets out with his bullhorn and yells at cops or, you know, yells at some bureaucrat or whatever. I mean, that's fun stuff to watch. But to take it too seriously, to, you know, fall down the rabbit hole as it may be and then go and spend 500 hours researching the theories is nuts.
Right, I think that's actually dangerous, you know, in addition to being a waste of time. But I'll tell you a good documentary, you know, I'm an atheist as well, and I'll tell you a good documentary was the Zeitgeist movie. I don't know if you heard of that.
Yes, in fact, I also enjoyed the first half hour very much of that.
Right, that was awesome. So.
You know, it's basically three... It's kind of like three documentaries wrapped up in one, and people can watch it for free at zeitgeistmovie.com. But the first half hour is them the guy's just crushing Christianity as just this myth.
And if you actually go and look at all those deities from, you know, from past civilizations,
mm-hmm.
I mean, most they really did their homework on that part of it. So
absolutely, I was just blown away. I mean, as an atheist, I was blown away by the information they presented. They basically pointed out, I mean, for those that aren't going to take the time to watch it, they pointed out that the whole Jesus concept is essentially a ripoff of
it's
older religions.
Right. It's ancient, you know? I mean, there was literally hundreds of gods that fit right into that exact story, you know?
Yep, and it's because...
It's like a template, you know?
Right, well, it's because of the source, which is the stars, astronomy, and the constellations, which is where they basically stole... I mean, that's where the ideas came from originally for the original gods, and then the people that wrote the Bible just, you know, hacked up those old religions, put a couple new names to replace the older names, like replacing Horus with Jesus, and instead of making him the sun god, making him the actual son of God, that sort of thing. I mean, there's a few minor changes, but it ties right into the fact that we've already talked about on Free Talk Live how Christianity ripped off many of its symbols from paganism, the fish symbol, the Christmas tree, the whole Christmas holiday, stolen from paganism.
Oh, it's easier to get them to convert that way. I mean, you don't need to give them a new holiday.
I'll give it to those guys, man. They have figured out the perfect business plan. I mean, tax-free, they don't really do anything, and they get all this money for it, you know? I mean, hell, I'd do it, too, if I'd have thought of it first.
Yeah, I thought of it myself, and then I realized that I'm too honest to run a
business.
You
wouldn't
want to
hurt people, you know? That's the thing. I think it really is really, really bad for your psychology or somebody's psyche, you know.
I agree. And some people would argue the opposite of that, you know. And by the way, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it, Stephen. Some people would argue the opposite. They would say that, well, you know, people need religion. They need something to believe in. You need to give them something bigger than them to believe in so they can live their lives as happy little people and think they're going to go somewhere when they die.
You know, I might be some of that person for some people. I know my mom, she made up her own religion. She gets a lot from it. I mean, she can understand that it's all made up, but she still likes it and she enjoys it. So for her, it works for her.
I would definitely take Stefan's side on that, and that is that if you don't, you know, maybe there are people that are that way, but I firmly believe that if you could help them understand that you've been lied to.
But that's depressing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand that. But then you get over it and then, you know, embrace your life for what it is. Understand that you've only got so many years to do something with your life, do something positive, get out there and make a difference in the world. And that's what counts and that's what matters. I mean, that's what they do anyway with their religions. They want to be good people and everything so they can go off to some magical place in the sky. Just be a good person anyway. You don't need an old book around to tell you how to run your life.
And the problem I find with the religion is because it really does, all in the big picture of things, do more harm than good, usually. When you look at major religions, it usually has hurt more people than it's helped. I mean, yes, there is good charity work done by religion.
No doubt about it.
But there's also, looking through the pages of history, what do we fight our wars about? What do people die about all the time? And it usually comes back to religion.
My God versus your God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad.
That's why I'm against organized religion. I'm not necessarily against religion, just organized religion. And I'm currently agnostic just because I haven't cared to look into it myself or otherwise. So
I'm with you, man. I totally understand. And anyway, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So that's got to be a shock. I really enjoyed Zeitgeist because, you know, the second part is sort of your standard run-of-the-mill 9/11 conspiracy theory. If you've seen an Alex Jones movie, then you've seen that. But then the third part is about the money system, which is pretty. That's always good information to give people. But I found it interesting because a lot of the people that will get suckered into the conspiracy theory movement are also very, very devoutly religious people. And I don't want to paint them all with the same brush, but that's just sort of the impression I get from some of the calls that I hear and that sort of thing.
You had Paula who would call all the time.
Paula's a perfect example. Yeah. And so. To have a half an hour on the front of a conspiracy theory movie just debunking Christianity that's got to be a shock to the system for some people. What does a Christian say to themselves? I mean, how do they protect their belief systems? Because you know how there's this psychological response, and I don't know what it's called, but basically you want to protect your belief system, so you sort of the information just pass through you. You don't actually really process it, or you deny it, and it makes you feel good by denying the information.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What they typically do when they see something that's just that belief system challenging?
It must be. It doesn't even get processed because when something doesn't fit into someone's schema, their worldview on how they believe the world works, they can't fit it in, so they just dismiss it without even thinking about it. So I don't know. I've never actually talked to one of these, devoutly religious person who also buys into the 9/11 stuff, who's watched this, so I couldn't tell you what they're thinking, but it's
just... I wasn't even necessarily asking about what the conspiracy theories are. I was just talking about religious people in general. When they come across that really basic, easy to understand comparison between, okay, here are the old Egyptian gods.
Well, that's
and
the devil
gods.
Tricking you.
And right, there you go. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. Hour two is on the way. Eric in Michigan, amplifier call. We'll take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired?